Please be seated. She left in the darkness, and they turned in the light. And she remembered on the way home that in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God had said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning that first day. This was, as she knew, and we know also, this was the morning of the first day, as new and fresh and sparkling as any first day could ever be. This was the day when darkness and light were separated, when morning light vanquished all traces of that long night just passed. This was the day for which she had waited and longed for forever. Dawn had come and brought with it nothing less than resurrection. It was not, of course, that the long night was erased as if it had never happened, but thankfully, gratefully, suffering and death did not have the last word. Even in the midst of the long night of darkness, while all seemed lost, a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. And that wind brought forth life. Morning came. Morning is here. The new day has dawned. And so the question for us becomes, what will we do with this new day we've been given? Well, if we are like Mary, we will use it to journey home, to tell those we love that all is not lost and love has conquered death. We will use it to journey knowing that morning turns to day, turns to evening, and that once again that brings night, but a different kind of night. A night of darkness, yes, but a night of rest as well, of slumber, of trusting that tomorrow will come. And dawn will return and life will go on. Blessedly, miraculously, life will go on. Tragedy and suffering and evil will not be our final song. When God separated the night from the day, God did not destroy the night. Night still comes. Will always come. But it is the promise of the return of morning that gives form to the night for us. Mary left in the midst of darkness to greet the coming day. She hoped, she waited, she watched, she anticipated, she trusted in something beyond her own understanding, and in the hoping and the waiting and the walking and the anticipating, the trusting, not only did it take away the bottomless emptiness of that night. But it opened for her the impossible possibility of that morning. That hoping and waiting brought her to the right place at the right time to see angels, to touch the divine, and to encounter for herself, in herself, the unconquerable, whole and holy, risen Christ. That beloved who could not and would not ever be taken away from her again. All our lives are full of the interplay of darkness and light, morning and evening, and finally, inevitably, night turned to dawn. That's the nature of life. The mystery of faith that allows us to arise in the night and face the darkness, to watch the moon rise bright and stars grow light, to guide our steps and take us past the night to the coming of the day. God separated the light from the darkness. The light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, that first day. Welcome to the first day. Welcome to Easter. Death is vanquished, the night is ended, and morning has come for us all. Hallelujah! Christ is risen!